Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein for your weekly report. Over the next few minutes, I want to share with you a few ideas and thoughts that I have from the service that I've been able to provide over the last 6 months. You know, in the springtime, it's a great opportunity to give thanks and recognition to special populations, from Mother's Day to Father's Day to Flag Day and the Army Birthday to a Memorial Day that we just had on May 31st. What I'd like to also do is recognize our government employees that are doing just an incredible job, in my view. Their responsiveness to the work needed in our community has been second to none. The webpage design, I believe, has been a real hit for our community also to see what's happening in Carroll County. Another approach I'm trying to take on is a newsletter. I've written a few newsletters to date, and I encourage you to sign up to receive the newsletter for both what's happening in District 5, the Eldersburg-Sykesville area, but also some of the areas that I'm highlighting across the county, such as all of the work that we are doing for our veterans in Carroll County. From the Veterans Appreciation Dinner, where Secretary Owings spoke at the Freedom Area Lions Club, highlighting that Carroll County is a model across the state on how we're taking care of our veterans. You know, personally, I went to the VA clinic the other day for a checkup. And in discussion with the VA clinic and also with the hospital, they say the same thing, that they see Carroll County residents are coming into their clinics in the hospital being cared for and also have the discussions about how they got there. The transportation programs that we have in Carroll County for our veterans to get to the clinics and hospitals is second to none. In fact, in April, the Board of Commissioners reaffirmed its commitment to the Carroll County Veteran Shuttle Program and directed the staff to look for opportunities to assist with maintaining and growing the program. While the commissioners are maintaining the current services as is, we instructed the staff to explore solutions to counter the rising costs. Suggested areas to pursue include grant opportunities, state and or federal reimbursement alternative funding, and regional partnership and possible ride-sharing approaches. Another important topic to talk about this morning is the Census 2020 kickoff. We kicked it off the other day where we were working with the federal, state, and local representatives and key advocates and community leaders to come up with the best approach in getting 100% Census 2020 count. We're using over 20 local business leaders from government, businesses, and community-based organizations, educators, and media to make this all happen. The Complete Count Committee will advise and assist our county with the awareness and promotion of the 2020 Census and also partner with the Census Bureau and the state of Maryland to strive for the most accurate count. Bottom line with that said is get involved. Make sure that your numbers count and your households are reached out to and you are responsive as possible. The better count we have in Carroll County, the better resources we're going to be able to provide for our community at large. Our partnerships with the state go far from, as I shared, Secretary Owings with the VA, the Census Bureau, as I just mentioned, but also the Department of Commerce. Recently, Secretary Schultz spent a full day in Carroll County, and she got to hear from local business leaders, got to visit some of the large businesses within the county, and then spent some great quality time in the afternoon in Eldersburg and Sykesville, visiting with Nexion and the Warfield Complex. Secretary Schultz joined me and Economic Development Director Jack Liburn for a company tour of Nexion Health in Eldersburg. Also, the Warfield Collaborative representatives presented a company overview and provided a Warfield at Historic Sykesville update for the Secretary. Partnerships with the Department of Commerce and the Secretary are crucial in the success for Sykesville and Eldersburg Warfield projects. Also recently, I attended a senior community survey located in South Carroll Senior and Community Center in Eldersburg. The Bureau of Aging and Disabilities recently conducted Aging and Disabilities Community Survey for the development of the agency's four-year area plan. The area plan identified priority needs, goals, and objectives used by the Bureau of Aging and Disabilities to develop programs and services for older adults and individuals with disabilities. These type of community meetings presented information on current services, addressed priority needs identified through the recent survey, and asked for community feedback and recommendations for aging and disability services in the county. Once again, the opportunity to listen to you, learn from you, and then together we will lead together and promote the best services for Carroll County. I am proud to announce that the citizens from the Freedom Area formally established an independent board and adopted bylaws for the new Freedom District Citizens Association, the FDCA. This group is established to assist Carroll County government as it seeks to fulfill the implementation steps as outlined in the Freedom Plan. Specifically, it is intended that this group fill the role as Citizens Advisory Group for the area as recommended in the document. The board, as currently structured, has 5 members and is actively looking to expand that up to 9 members, so please continue to get involved. Another point of interest that has been coming up lately has been the rezoning. The comprehensive rezoning process is just that, a process, and we are not done yet. We will resume our work sessions for the Commercial Industrial Employment Campuses District's code revisions in July. Currently, these sessions are scheduled for July 9th, July 11th, and July 18th. So please stay involved, and if you want to come out to those work sessions, please do so. When we are satisfied with the text revisions and company maps, a public hearing will be scheduled to receive testimony on these changes. Your opinions matter, so please continue to get involved, and we are listening to the feedback received so far. I'm proud to announce that I have been appointed to the Governor's Workforce Development Board as a representative for the Maryland Association of Counties, or MACO. The Governor's Workforce Development Board is the Governor's chief policymaking body for workforce development. The board is a business-led board of 53 members who work together to address the challenges of Maryland's workforce needs in the 21st century. Members include our governor, some of the cabinet secretaries, college presidents, state superintendent of schools, elected officials, business people, labor, and representatives of nonprofit organizations. So bottom line, the entire Maryland community gets involved. Now to share with you just a few updates from State Highway on projects happening in Eldersburg-Sykesville area. MDOT is beginning a project in Eldersburg to widen Maryland 32 and construct an additional northbound lane. The work will occur on Maryland 32 from Main Street to Macbeth Way and will include drainage and stormwater management and improvements, traffic barrier installation, and resurfacings on Maryland 32. The project is scheduled to begin in the spring of 2019 and last approximately 1 year. It'll improve the access to the new Maryland National Guard Freedom Readiness Center. A couple other projects that I'm working with State Highway Administration have to do with Main Street down Sykesville, Maryland Highway 851, focusing on the railroad crossing along with the crossroads between Oklahoma Ave and Main Street. Once again, opportunity to listen to some of the challenges that we may have in a community, learn from them, and then lead the way in talking to the state on ways to improve these types of quality of life events. Last topic I just want to bring up is that we adopted the county budget. We completed the work for the FY 2020 budget, culminating with the adoption of the final budget on May 28th. With that said, the FY 2020 adopted budget summaries are available on our county website. Lastly, along with the newsletter that I'm providing, my intent is to continue to stay out in front of the community. I plan on having my next town hall meeting in August, probably the third, fourth week of August, so stand by for that. The intent, as I did last time, is to have 2 town hall meetings, one in the early afternoon and then one in the evening, to try to capture the largest audience possible. In closing, I'd like to say once again that I am always humbled with the opportunity to serve. I live by the comments of listen, learn, and lead. Listening to you, learning from you, and leading together with you continue to make Carroll County the best place to be, to live, work, and play. Once again, this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5. Life is always good, and have a great Sunday morning.